In 2019, a woman called Jacqueline Pavlat gave a TED Talk titled, "Where Are Her Clothes? An Analysis of Women in Video Games." During her discussion, Pavlat tried to illustrate her primary argument, that women in video games are scantily clad for no good reason.
What?
Their armor in battle games is lacking compared to their male counterparts, and developers should be trying to make these female characters more realistic and relatable.
But why?
Only a month earlier, a similar TED Talk had been given about the voices of female characters in video games. The speaker said that she had studied several popular game franchises and determined that the vocalizations of female characters were limited to three primary tropes. The victim, where women cry out in pain or sadness, the sexy witch who will kick your butt, and the girly girl who is forced to fight. All of this, she concludes, is not very inspiring, and just like Pavlat in her TED Talk, makes the argument that these tropes are not great for female representation.
With some exceptions, these are the main options.
These are not options. These are popular character types with male players for games made for men. The entitlement is insane. These characters are not designed to empower or inspire women. They're designed and made to entertain men. It has nothing to do with real-life women.
And they're, once again, not very inspiring. We have weakness, we have horror, we have sexuality. And that's it. Those are the options for being a female character. Representation matters. We've heard this a lot, but I'm going to repeat it again. Representation matters. To see and to hear ourselves on screen humanizes us to ourselves, and it humanizes us to others.
Funnily enough,
doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Welcome back to the channel, everyone. I'm Saladino. Okay, so I'm going to go back and cannibalize more of my Dove ad video and remix another portion of it. That video, as far as I'm concerned, is woefully underrated. It contains pretty much my entire thesis on this culture war, in the sense that basically what feminists have done is they've created this narrative that female empowerment has to come through male hobbies. Because what they do is they conflate what men like to how women feel about themselves in real life. You know, they've done this thing where they try to say, well, sexualizing female characters is harmful to women in the real world. You know, they do this bullshit like, if you mod a character to look even more attractive, it means you just see her as a commodity, as opposed to you're just attracted to a woman, you want to see her more attractive because you see how Western developers are making these women ugly for no reason. Now, you have that woman in the TED Talk. There was the two TED Talk women, Sydney Watson featured in her ugly women in video games, right? And so you have the one woman who looks like Woody Allen in a dress complaining about how women are scantily clad in these games for no good reason. When the reason is obvious, it's because men like to see attractive, scantily clad, even naked women. That's exactly what it is. She gets to unironically looking the way she does. And I'm not even trying to be mean. I'm really not. But I'm just, the thing is, this whole narrative is created by people who look like her, talking about they want fictional women designed to appeal to men, idealized, beautiful women. They want, she's saying that these women need to be more realistic and relatable to her. She probably doesn't even play these fucking games. But we're supposed to play games and read comic books and watch movies that feature unattractive women because she can't relate to the things that we are ideal versions of women or beauty or whatever. It's insane. And you have the other woman, the lesbian woman. She looks like a lesbian, whatever. But you have that woman talking about how representation matters. And she's saying representation matters in a male-dominated hobby, which it doesn't. These platforms, like one of my videos says, my hobby is not your platform. These platforms are not yours to decide how women get portrayed. For me, as far as I'm concerned, fictional women characters in video games, the superhero comics or whatever, they're essentially sex workers. They're meant to appeal to men. They could be complex characters like 2B, Quiet. Say what you want about Quiet. She looks hot, but she's also a very interesting character. And that's a very emotional storyline that she has. Really well done. But anyway, all these hot women, Lara Croft or whatever, they're not for women. Just because women see them and be like, well, she's a badass, or, but I don't like the way she's dressed or whatever. That doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with you. Somebody else had showed this tweet, but there was this tweet where this woman was saying basically she wished she could be a man because all you do is sit around and talk about boobs all day. And it's like this, you have no conception of what men actually talk about or think about. Sure, men like boobs, they like butts, they love women, blah, blah, blah. But it's not this thing where just because an idealized sexy character exists in a video game, this Cynthia Wallman is a victim. Like, this whole stupid-ass ad campaign and this whole push about empowering women is only done in context of what they think men find attractive. So these are clearly feminists pushing this, and they just don't like the idea that men find attractive women attractive and that they want to see attractive women in media. As stupid and basic as this may sound, they're just jealous. Now look, this is, for me, I talked about this before. Feminists are bad. There may have been a time where they did good, but right now, in this day and age, in this point in time, they're the bad guys. I did a video saying that feminists wanted to be men, but I think it's even more pernicious than that. Feminists are misogynists. They hate women, and they hate femininity, and they hate beauty, because they relate all these things to how men perceive women, femininity, and beauty. Or again, how they think men perceive it. All those people who lost their minds at J. Scott Campbell's drawing of Mary Jane, where she's sitting on the couch thinking about Spidey, and she's, you know, got little hips and, you know, nice bust and her little shirt or whatever. The average comic book fan, straight man, straight teenage boy, will see that picture of Mary Jane and go, "That's Mary Jane." She feels upset because Peter Parker's going off and something bad could happen to him. So she's worried about Peter Parker. J. Scott Campbell drew it. Mary Jane looks good. And then they go on with their lives. But for feminists, they frame everything as if women are being harmed in reality because Campbell drew a beautiful, sexy woman sitting on a couch. So this ad treats gamers as if they're complicit in making women who look like this Cynthia woman feel bad about themselves. It's insane. Because my thing is, it sounds stupid, it sounds really basic to say, oh, these women are just jealous and that there's an attack on beautiful women. But that's really what this is all about. SJWs excel at pretending what they're mad about is deeper than that and it actually is. Again, J.K. Rowling, the Hogwarts boycott wasn't about protecting trans people from harm and about J.K. Rowling using her platform to spread hate and all this bullshit. It wasn't about that. They just wanted to punish J.K. Rowling. They wanted people to stop caring about Hogwarts and Harry Potter. And because they couldn't do that, they got mad and they kept attacking her, and they attacked people who publicly said, I'm going to stream the game. And they framed themselves as the heroes and also as the victims. But they're just jealous morons. That's all it is. This campaign is not about empowering women. All they have to do if they want to empower women is make their own video games and sell it to girls who somehow need to see themselves in video games. But that's not what they're trying to do. What they're trying to do is further push what's already happening in video games, deglamorizing, uglifying, deboobifying, desexifying women in games. Lara Croft, she's nothing like she used to be. Like, with the graphics we have today, Lara Croft should be absolutely gorgeous. She shouldn't, like, the best looking Lara Croft is the old, you know, like 3D polygon looking monstrosity. You know, she's better looking then than she is now. They completely deglamorized her over the years. Aloy, she's like, what, 18, 19 at the most. She looks like a 30-something-year-old woman. And just, they do it to so many women. Tifa, they deboobified her in the remake. Ashley, they took away her skirt and they gave her a squirt. They do all these things because, for some reason, male fantasies have to be responsible. Like, a man is supposed to be, he's not supposed to fantasize about an idealized female form. He's not supposed to get off on seeing a sexy woman in a sexy outfit or a sexy revealing outfit. Like, there's a girl out there who's fat and unattractive, who's going to feel bad that she's not the subject of a male fantasy. So it's male gamers' responsibility to play games that they're supposed to find escape, you know, into, but they can't get away from, you know, just the average unattractive woman in their lives. And the thing is, okay, so this is one of the most horrible times for men in a lot of ways, which is why, like, Andrew Tate and Red Pill is so popular. Men feel disenfranchised, they feel disconnected from women, and men have their own issues, like not taking care of their shit, self-pity, all that kind of stuff. Fine. But to act like men have this great power in patriarchy, where just an average gamer is sitting at home playing video games, enjoying an attractive woman, is somehow harming the development of girls and women in the real world, is bullshit. It's not up to gamers overall, male gamers, to, like, give up something that they enjoy or be forced into something simply because we need to empower women. Everything is always about pampering women and taking care of women. Like, video games, especially type of video games that they're talking about, like fantasy games and action games and stuff, is primarily a male hobby, a male activity, a male genre. It's fine for women to be a part of it, but if they don't like it, like the stupid ad says, 74% of women feel underrepresented in video games. Well, make video games for them. You know, make more Animal Crossing. But they don't want to do that. They want to take a Tomb Raider or Call of Duty or something, and they want to force all of their SJW ideas into those games and force men to put up with a woman with a hook in World War I blowing up tanks and shit. Like, women have to feel represented in games. It's not even their genre. It's not even their, well, it's not even mainly their hobby. You know, the most of them are playing mobile games. And again, if women want to play games that men mostly play, that's fine. But you're in our world now. You play by our rules. We're not going to sit here and stop and pamper to you and go, okay, you don't like the violence in this game. You don't like that this character has a nice ass. Okay, we'll take it out. Everybody can just expect the woman's feelings and the fact that she wished she looked like this character, but it's a beauty standard that she can't meet. So everybody else has to just accept that her truth is more important than their enjoyment. So get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.